up there.
Yeah, he's again, I was the ditty box.
I spread it around a little bit. Now I've hit Noel, and I hit you, and now I'm hitting
Gary. Come in there, and the damn thing would be on fire.
And I just put all three of you in the same boat.
What did you just spread around in the same diaper? Shove it in your head. Have a good evening. Buddy,
Wow. Now you're starting to sound like Dave Dunn.
He's got a diaper rash.
He does have a diaper.
Wow, I wish I could shut rainwater up that way.
Hello, Billy. Hey,
really? Hey, you gotta be careful, because they had that great big old Corona ball up on the top.
And then broke it off.
All kinds of stuff, man.
Hey, Frank, how do you blow up that antenna?
You don't have to sit there and listen to it. Spin the big dial, dipshit.
You guys, hang on.
What was the question, Noel?
How did he burn up that antenna?
Because of the high voltage up on the top. It's just burning the fiberglass. It's on fire.
Oh, sure, I got that.
Yeah, the voltage gets up there and...
Jimmy, poor Timmy.
KK7HO, Las Vegas.
Jimmy.
KK6F.
You don't have to sit there and listen to it. Spin the big dial, dipshit.
Check in. I'll put you in the log.
Hey,
actually one of the most funny people on amateur radio, and you're still living, so keep up the good work. Make sure you get plenty of rest. I always wonder about you, John. I know you're listening. Is why you use so much foul language. I mean, we already know how much you hate Jews, and that's one thing, but all the foul language you use out here and all the hateful things you say out here. I've heard you use more cuss words than virtually any other person out here. Maybe not as much as a few hams who really let it fly all the time, but you really, really have a foul mouth. You set a really bad example for somebody who says he's trying to clean up the place. You're not setting a good standard, sir. I'd like to see you clean up your act. This is WKCQ, always setting high standards.
Well, let me tell you this. I am Dr. Psychosis, and I have all the ability for the night.
You guys take care. Hey, OOs, yeah, just keep sitting there with your frickin' thumb up your ass. You're doing just such a wonderful job.
Well, Wiley, cheers enough.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, well, the people that get busted are going to care. KK7HO.
Yeah, you got a call sign. Jammers don't use call signs. Duh.
WA7B ZI Seattle.
Anyway, I guess we have to deal with idiots, don't we? Well, here's one of them. His name is John, WA7BZI. False accusations and a liar. And that came directly from me, K7ZAR.
Make sure, OOs, you get that right. That's Kilo, Kilo 6, Foxtrot Romeo. And I said, you're all fucking useless. So go piss up a rope, go send that to Laura Smith, and kiss my rosy goddamn red ass.
I have that on MP3, thank you, Dan.
That's going up to Laura Smith.
Oh, good, because I want Laura to jump in the car, come on over here to my house, and suck my cock.
Dad, Laura Smith, Kurt, for it back. I wanted to get back into radio.
Yo, you gotta go retest.
And I go, well, what's the deal? No, you waited longer than 30 days. And I go, well, when I turned in my license, you didn't tell me I had 30 days.
Well, okay, still, you gotta go retest.
That fucking bitch.
Dr. Berman, please respond to the information desk. Your package of adult diapers has arrived.
Hey, this is the Ham Radio Police, WA7BZI. You're all being reported and recorded.
I'm too much talking to you right now.
You're going down, KK7HO, and I'm going to see to it that the FCC jerks your license. You're a fucking asshole. WA7BZI, Seattle.
Dr. Berman, please respond to the information desk. Your vaccination you took has gone awry, and you're going to turn into a dog.
Not your dog, no.